y Global Link.
Unit urges Zambians to shun tribal politics. Country VA lawmaker calls for action against escalating violent attacks among youths. And at least 60 people killed in drone strike in besieged Sudan City. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The United National Independence Party, UNIP, has called on Zambians to move away from tribal talk, describing it as divisive and detrimental to national unity. UNIP Political Bureau Chairman Muranga Chileshe expressed concern that some politicians have resorted to using tribal rhetoric as a means to remain politically relevant. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Chileshe said the party's founding father, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, has already set the foundation for unity through the One Zambia, One Nation slogan. It is unfortunate that in 2025 the country is still grappling with the issues of tribalism, said Mr. Chileshe. He has since urged Zambians to desist from supporting or engaging in political activities that promote tribal divisions, emphasizing the need to uphold peace and unity in the nation.
And all those matters are showing us that we seem to be forgetting where we are coming from as a nation. Now, as UNIP, we are very much concerned about this, because we actually based this nation's independence, and our motto has always been One Zambia, One Nation, and unity in the country. We regard everybody as the same people from all regions, man north, man east, man west, man south. This is what KK used to tell us, may his soul rest in peace. Today we are seeing a shrinking of that and a mushrooming, a growth in issues to deal with tribalism, which is very sad.
Founder of the Mental Health Advocacy Initiative, Annie Chilembo, has urged civic leaders to place greater focus on mental health services, emphasizing the need to improve infrastructure and support systems that promote mental well-being within communities. Speaking during RCV's community program in Lusaka today, under the theme Mental Health, Ms. Chinembo highlighted that achieving good health and well-being is a vital step toward meeting Zambia's 2030 goal of becoming a middle-income country. She stressed that with proper infrastructure in place, communities will be better equipped to overcome the social and economic challenges they face. Civic leaders have a crucial role to play in advancing mental health. Without their commitment, the broader goals of national development cannot be fully realized, said Ms. Chilembo.
But when we talk about communities, we talk from the grassroots, which entails from the councillor to the MPs and the other structures. So it all starts with the councillors and the MPs, because those are the people on the ground. I would urge all politicians, councillors, MPs, that they are the representatives of the people. They are the speakers of the people. They should look at mental health as a key factor, even in the CDF budget.
Country VA Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda says there's urgent need for law enforcement action against rising criminal acts by drug-influenced youths committed by individuals commonly referred to as junkies. Mr. Chanda says the violent attacks are alarming across communities, as innocent citizens are being killed, maimed, and left traumatized. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chanda acknowledged that while the challenge of youth unemployment is real and demands sustained policy intervention, it must never be used as an excuse for criminality. It is both tragic and unacceptable that such acts of terror are being downplayed under the guise of unemployment or youthful delinquency, said Mr. Chanda. He has therefore called upon his fellow lawmakers, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security and the Zambia Police Service, to treat this situation with the urgency it deserves.
These are criminals, not mere victims of circumstance. They are terrorizing communities, destroying lives and undermining the peace and order that every Zambian deserves. I therefore call upon my fellow members of parliament, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, the Zambia Police, to treat this situation with the urgency it deserves. And as parliamentarians, we must move swiftly to strengthen our laws, ensuring stiffer penalties and mandatory imprisonment for those found guilty of these violent drug-related offences.
Government has described the inaugural of the Mazabuka Agri-Expo 2025 a landmark event aimed at accelerating Zambia's agricultural transformation. Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Phiri has emphasized the national importance of the expo, calling it a symbol of progress and partnership that aligns with Zambia's broader vision of creating a resilient, diversified and globally competitive agriculture sector. In a speech read on his behalf by Ministry Permanent Secretary John Mulongoti during the official opening in Mazabuka yesterday, Mr. Phiri said Mazabuka, known for its fertile land and high agricultural productivity, has long played a central role in Zambia's food production. The town, fondly referred to as the sweetest town in Zambia due to its sugar production, is now positioning itself as a broader hub for agri-innovation and diversification, said Mr. Phiri. He said the expo offers a platform for knowledge sharing, business matchmaking and showcasing of technologies.
Provides a platform where innovation meets opportunity and where traditional farming meets modern technology. It encourages dialogue, investment and collaboration between smallholder farmers and large-scale agribusinesses, between innovators and financiers, and between policy and practice. Ladies and gentlemen, the timing of this expo aligns perfectly with government's transformative agenda to move Zambia's agriculture from dependence to productivity.
Meanwhile, Chief Hanjalika of Mazabuka District of Southern Province has expressed happiness that the expo has been taken to the province, where farmers face different farming challenges, including not having adequate equipment to meet their farming demands. He highlighted that such platforms will help them with the right information on how they can succeed in yielding good farming results.
Equipment, we do not have enough machinery to use or plows so that we can plow in good time, so that we can defeat difficulties in our situation. In other words, I'm asking those who can assist us by bringing or giving or arrange with me in my area, in our chiefdom, so that we get a tractor on hire to ease up our situation.
In African news, at least 60 people have been killed in a drone strike at a displacement shelter in El Fasher, a besieged Sudanese city on the brink of collapse. The Resistance Committee for El Fasher, made up of local citizens and activists, said the paramilitary rapid support forces RSF hit Dar al-Akam camp located within a university with 2 drone strikes and 8 artillery shells. The RSF has surrounded El Fasher for the last 17 months in an attempt to take control of the Sudanese army's last stronghold in the Darfur region. Coming up shortly, 18 missing after explosion at Tennessee Munitions Factory. This and more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 18 people are missing after a blast at a military explosives manufacturing facility in Tennessee on Friday. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis said one person initially believed to be on site had been located at home. 4 or more people were taken to a nearby hospital after the enormous explosion that leveled a factory and that several are deceased. The plant in Bucks North, Tennessee, roughly 56 miles southwest of Nashville, specializes in the development, manufacture, handling, and storage of explosives. The cause of the blast remains unclear. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The United Nations